Okay, so we were on Daf Pechet at Halacha Bet. And the topic of the Mishnah is Gidulei Truma. So the Mishnah says Gidulei Truma, Truma. We treat the growths of Truma as Truma. Now, this is not Doraita. The Gemara in Shabbat tells you that this is one of the Yudchet, the one of the 18 decrees. There was this day in which the Talmidei Beit Shammai beat Talmidei Beit Hillel. In the Yerushalmi's version, they actually killed them in order to win. They were staying there and killing anyone who came in. So midoraita, anything that grows from the seed of Truma is not Truma, but midorabanan it is. And the reason is as follows: the Gemara there in Shabbat gives two reasons for this. One is that we're worried that if someone has produce and he hasn't yet separated Truma, so they might decide that they'll plant it instead of giving it to the Kohen, and then he would benefit. So to prevent that, we make it Truma. That's possibility one. Rava there says that no, they were worried that if a Kohen got Truma Tmeya, so we might plant it instead of burn it, right? Because if you could plant it and lose its status, so then he should do that rather than have Truma Tmeya. Now, if it's around, people might eat it. And therefore, we forbade it. This way, they will have no motivation to do that. Now, would these things be tame, or just truma? So, some say that they would be truma tmeya, and some say they would be truma tehora, and this will be based on the sugya that we see in Tudaf. But still, even though it'll be tahor, they still won't be motivated to do that because the price of truma is significantly lower. And it's worth noting that the Mefarshim here do not quote all the reasons. They quote Rava. They don't quote the entire discussion from the Bavli. Now, since it's not Truma, that means Midoraita, it's Tefel. Right. If you look at the Rambam, right, the Rambam summarizes this in Perek Yud Aleph. He says, "Gidulei truma harei hein kechulin l'chol davar she'asurin lezarim, gazru chachamim aleihem sheyihu asurin lezarim ketruma mishum truma tmei'ah she'beyad kohen shelo yishena etzlo kedei she'eino v'teitzei l'chulin min zabat lidei takala l'vichach muter l'chol gidlum b'yadayim tmei'ot u'muter l'tfuyom kechulin." Right, now they're also to a Kohen. Nustame, right? They're treated as such. Okay. Now, an interesting the Iri has it's a different position. He's Yulei Truma Perishul Lizarim Al Kohen Arein Kechulin Leachal Betuma. Right? He says that they go to the Kohen, but he thinks they actually can be Bechulin. Now, then he quotes a second, but later, the Gedolim Mechamim Shasurin Bachila, after the Kohen Hove Truma Shenizra Tmeya Ita Kvar Nidchet, or he says you planted it as Truma Tmeya. Now it's totally usher to be eaten. There's different models that he suggests here. Anyways, Aval HaTevel. But when it comes to Tevel, my Sirisham. Sorry, Tevel, remember Tevel, right? Obviously, something that has not had Truman Meiser separated from it, and Meiser Rishon, which hasn't had Truman Meiser separated, which also is Tevel. Svichei, as we talked about extensively in Shviit, right? According to most Shitut is Derabanan, because we don't want you eating the aftergrowths because then you might pretend that what you planted during Shemitah is actually aftergrowth. Then it's only on vegetables or maybe some types of vegetables. That's the discussion in the ninth parak of Shviit, but not on fruit because fruit, obviously, you can't branch a tree and it produce fruit in the same year. Rabbi Kiva there, if you remember, thinks that it is that it's d'oraita, utrumat chutzlaretz and truma from chutzlaretz, which again, these are the areas around Eretz Israel, so these are only d'rabanan. Vabikurim, vameduma, right? That's truma and chulin that are mixed and have less than the 1 to 100 ratio, so it's not batel. Vabikurim, That's the Reshit Haminim, that you bring the first fruits to Shalayim. And obviously, you know, Pesach is coming up, and we're going to read those Psukim, right? You bring it with the Amira, and you say, we darshan at the Seder. It's interesting that that at least in, if you look in the Agad Maimoni there, he quotes a Shita from, I think, Ruda Chassid, or one of the Chassid Ashkenazes, I remember, that the whole text of the Agada is actually said there, right? That it's not just the drasha, but we actually do the whole drasha. Bikurim, Gidulehen, Chulin. So there, the things that grow are Chulin, right? They're much more Mekel. We weren't Gozer. And we'll see why. Giduli Hektish, Meister Sheni, Chulin, and Hektish, Meister Sheni. Right, if you planted something that belongs to Bet Gabayit, let's say, or Meister Sheni, and this, as we'll see, was probably even for things that the seeds don't decompose, right? Like garlic bulbs and things like that. Upode otan bizman zeram, but you have to redeem them based on the time of their planting. And the Gemara is going to explain that that means they have to redeem it for the price of Meister Sheni or Hektish. So if you, if a saw of Meister Sheni or Hektish was planted and it created, and then it yielded 10 saw, so you redeem it only for a saw, because again, this is only Derabanan. Now it could be that the reason that, you know, we make you redeem it, and that's why we treat it as chulin. Then the Mishnah says, "Meya ligina shel truma v'achat shel chulin." If you have 100 rows of truma and one of chulin, you don't know which is which. So this might be a patch, or it's a measure. Kulan mutar b'davar shezaro kala. So here we distinguish: if the seeds decompose most things, right, wheat and barley and whatever you planted, the seed, you know, decomposes, and then, you know, the one that really doesn't in modern times, even though if you actually look up agriculturally, it's possible to produce garlic from seeds, and it's actually better, apparently, in terms of planting. I spent a long time researching this many years ago when I first learned Sechet Truma Biyun. But garlic, the way you plant it now, is Ein Zaro Kala, right? You take the bulb, put it in the ground, and you could eat it, and it grows. I mean, it grows, but you can still eat it. That's probably a better way of saying it. But if something, the seed doesn't decompose, you could also do this with onions. So then they're all asur, because the original is still there. And we don't view it as a mixture. We don't view it as a mixture. Because they're separated. Hatevel gidulav mutar medavar shezaro kale. By tevel, the growths of the species that the seeds decompose. That's when this is the case. Aval bidavar, or then it's mutar. Vadavar she ein zaro kale gidula gidulan asur. And then even the growths of the growths are asur. Now the Bavli in the Rosh Hashanah quotes it here notes that this is only when the growths aren't more than the original, because then they would be mevatel. But the Bavli assumes that that's only according to the sheet of Gidolin Mevatlan and Eikar. But that is a very complicated machloket there in Nidarim. It takes up 3 daf, and we saw a version of it in Yerushalmi Shviat in the 6th parak. And we're not going to review all that whole sugya here. Now, most mafreshim assume the issue here is something like a bittul, which is strange because tevel is generally understood to be davar sheyesh lo matirin, which, as we talked about, is not batel either because, according to Rashi, just wait till eat a beheter. According to the Ran, right, there is no clash because halachically it's not really a asur. But the Rambam in Ma'aser Vavav says that that this is an extension. This whole thing is an extension of the decree of Gidulei Truma. Even though it didn't include Tevel, that was only by Davar Shezaro Kale. But if it's Ein Zaro Kale, so then it is subject to the rules of Gidulin. So Eizu Davar Shein Zaro Kale. So what things do not decompose? Kagon Haluf Hashom Vabtzalim, right? Loof, garlic, onions. Yehuda Omer Hashum Kisorim, and Yehuda says that the garlic does decompose. Now, if you remember, I just mentioned a minute ago, and this is why we had looked it up when I first learned it many years ago, was the fact that that some garlic actually is planted. Now, it's also possible that he's arguing more that, okay, maybe it's, you know, too small, so it's considered Zaro Kala, and we'll see. But it is worth noting that b'metziut, you can plant garlic from seeds, and therefore, even though most people plant it from bulbs, you can do it from seeds, and therefore there really are two types of garlic, which may be part of this as well. So now the Gemara says, V'tani Allah, when did the Mishnah say that the gedulei truma are treated like chulin? Again, that's when the seeds decompose. Gedulei gedulin aser, and even the growths are aser. Now, once we talk about truma, so now the Mishnah went on to tevel. Aval tevel sherubo chulin. Tevel, right? Even the But since the majority of tevel is chulin, right, which is of course conceptually very interesting, right? It implies that it's only the majority, but that the truma somehow exists in it. Umaisa rishon shurubo chulin, same way maisa rishon, usvichei shviit shein mitzuyin, right? Svichei shviit, which are just not common, and therefore, even though where it goes there, there's a limit to how machmir we can be, because melted lo shlicha lo gazer be'rabanan, which is, we've talked about, I don't know if I talked about this before, but Yuval Sherlo has an excellent article where he talks about melted lo shlicha lo gazer be'rabanan, where he shows that essentially, you know, the ethos of Chazal's, legislative strategy is that you have to balance, the need for the gzera with the cost on the people, right? Because every gzera has a cost, right? You're limiting their options. And melted lo shlicha is evidence of the fact that there's not such a need for the gzera. Whereas other things, like bedavar, when we say things like, b'makom hefsed lo gazer rabbanan, we're saying that even though it is common, the cost, we can't expect people to incur. Truma chutzalar she'ina mitzuyan, truma chutzalar isn't so common. Vameduma shurubo chulin, meduma also is majority chulin, right? Because it's just, then it's less than, 100 to 1, but midoraita, it'd be about much less. Vabikurim shein mitzuyin, bikurim aren't, even though they're halachically kadosh like truma, they're much less common because it's only shivat aminim and it's only the first fruits, and the like. The Rosh Aurelio is in a different explanation, shemitzvah, that it's ein matzuyin litot bahen, that we don't normally make mistakes. Shemitzvah chaviv hel Yisrael kadei laharot lefnei ma'achloi ma'kadosh baruch, because the Jews really love this mitzvah. They get to appear before God. Now, admittedly, everything we just said is very strange, because Gemara had given specific reasons why we are machmir right from us. So why do you have to explain by other cases why we're not worried? Right, so my Mishnah Rishona says, yeah, well, that's essentially the answer. The Tevel Maaser Rishon are mainly chulin, there can be used even when they're tamei, so there's no reason for the gzera. But all of this assumes that the Mishnah Rishona, right, assumption is based on the notion that Yerushalmi is following the Bavli, i.e. Rava, right? The Kohen might use the Truma Temeya, but if you follow the first reason, the Bavli, namely Rechanina, that he might deliberately hold on to it to plant it, so then it makes a lot more sense. The question is, why weren't we gozer that people are going to misuse or not, not be mekayem their mitzvah with Maiser, with Tevel, whatever. I mean, then the Gemara makes a lot more sense, right? I mean, at least as a question. Yet a third explanation with Chaim Kanievsky is that it's asking, well, if truma is present in Tevel, then why don't you treat it like truma? And that Gemara says it's present, but it's a minority. Which again comes down to this question: is do you actually view truma there in potential, or is that you have to be mafresh from it? But it's, it's not present. What exactly is the conceptual formulation there? Okay, so then the Gemara continues. The gidulei hekdesh shemaitzer sheni chulin upod otan bezman shezeraan. So Rabbi b'shem Yochanan poded kol otzer b'dumei otosaa. As we said before, you redeem the whole storehouse for the price of the original price. Hefresh bein hekdesh lemaaser sheni, but there is a difference between hekdesh and maaser sheni. Maaser sheni, the kula, or the halacha that he said is bein davar shezarokala, bein davar sheni zarokala, and if the bishar is all, whether the seed decomposes or not, we go by the cheap price, meaning the price of the original. Ella davar shezarokala nif to bishar shuomed came, but if it's zarokala, so then we do it at the current market price. For that amount, davar she'ein zarokala nifta b'shar rishon. It's not zarokala, meaning it still exists from the original time. So then you follow the original price. But hekdesh bein davar she'zarokala bein davar she'ein zarokala ein lo makom v'shaito. In general, we say by kodshim we follow the current moment. Right, this is a phrase that comes up a lot, and if we go by the current value, aval davar shezarokala, but if the seed is going to decompose, poded kolod meoto sa shezara she'ein zarokala, but if the seed is not going to decompose, poded kolod, then you have to redeem everything, and that says hektish is much stricter than maaser sheni. Is it because it's more kadosh, or is it because of the requirement of mekamo v'shaito? So the summary therefore comes out that if the seeds decompose, hektesh and maaser tree and maaser sheni are redeemed at the current price, but only the amount that was originally planted. Where they don't decompose, there are two differences. Maaser sheni is redeemed at the original price, where hektesh at the current one, and by maaser sheni, then you only have to redeem the original amount, whereas hektesh, the entire thing has to be redeemed. The Gra changes the Gersa and assumes the following. Maaser sheni, bein davar shezarokala, bein davar shein zarokala, maaser sheni, whether it decomposes or not, nifta b'dimei otosa, is redeemed at the price of the original, aval davar shezarokala, but if the seed decomposes, nifta b'shar rishon, then you go by the original price, and davar shein zarokala, and if the seed doesn't decompose, nifta b'shar shuomid bo, and hektish, bein davar shezarokala, bein davar shein zarokala, whether or not it decomposes, so that because of the new, unique rules of hektish, ein lo elam mekomo v'shaito, you follow the current price. And that brings us to the top of Peitat.